Hey there, friend. It's Clarissa, founder of Blossoming Fertility and the host of the Fertility Friends podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Listen, I know the path to motherhood isn't always easy, and you don't have to go through it alone. After experiencing my own fertility challenges, I discovered a passion for helping other women because I believe that everyone's fertility journey is unique and beautiful in its own way. As your new fertility friend, I'm here to support you through the tough times, to encourage you to keep going, and to restore your belief in your body's ability to get and stay pregnant. Grab your cup of tea, get cozy, and join me here each week for education, heartfelt conversations that'll warm your soul, and inspiring stories to help you feel seen and understood along the way. Listen in, because this one's for you, my friend. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Fertility Friend podcast. You're listening to episode number 18. But before we get into today's topic, I just want to take a moment to thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in each week. Thank you for taking the time to share your takeaways with me and provide any feedback. Knowing that this podcast has helped you in any way seriously brings such a huge smile to my face, and it makes it all worth it. So I just wanted to say that you're the best, and I appreciate you so much. Okay, back to today's episode, which is titled, Do You Have Enough Energy to Get Pregnant? One thing that I feel is so overlooked in the fertility industry is the importance of energy. Yes, energy. Everything around us is made up of energy, including the human body. Every atom, molecule, cell, and tissue in our body is literally made up of energy. Even our thoughts, our beliefs, and our attitudes are composed of energy. Prana is the Sanskrit term for vital energy that pulses through the body, and traditional Chinese medicine calls it qi. This energy or qi is your life force. It's the energy that flows through you and flows through everything around you. This energy gives you life, and it's also vital to the process of creating new life. Did you know that as a woman, your egg cells contain the highest number of mitochondria compared to all the other cells in your body? Our cells require a constant supply of energy just to be able to function properly. That's why our energy, our chi, our life force is so important for our fertility, because it takes a lot of energy to create new life. Not only is this energy required during the reproductive process, as the egg matures, it bonds with the sperm, it implants in the uterus, and then it continues to grow, but pregnancy itself requires lots of energy as well. Just think about it. Your body is not only creating a whole new organ from scratch to nourish your baby, hello, beautiful placenta, but it's also creating every single part of your baby, from their head down to their toes and everything in between. Of course, this is all on top of your regular bodily functions that your body does on a daily basis just to keep you alive. No big deal, right? We got this. No wonder so many women struggle during pregnancy, though, especially if they're going into it already feeling depleted and depleted of energy. This also explains why so many women face fertility challenges these days as well. When you're stressed out, undernourished, and living life on autopilot, you simply don't have enough energy to live, let alone create new life. If we continue through the cycle, despite having minimal energy, let's say you do end up getting pregnant and you manage to make it through the 40 weeks of pregnancy. Scientists say the physical intensity of carrying a baby is the same as running a 40-week marathon. That requires a lot of energy, but so does birth. You may be laboring for hours, and physically, it's as demanding on your body as running 4 to 6 marathons. Then, of course, once you have the baby, your body will require lots of restorative energy to heal your cells and your tissues during the postpartum recovery period, which, by the way, takes way longer than 6 weeks. But wait, there's more. Now you have a precious, tiny little human to take care of. Nurturing them uses up any energy reserves you had left, all while getting very little rest yourself to actually recharge. Plus, if you choose to breastfeed, you're burning up to 500 additional calories a day. I don't know about you, but are you feeling tired yet after hearing all of that? All I can say is, wow. Our bodies as women are absolutely incredible. Not only do we have the ability to create new life inside of us and the honor to carry it, but our bodies continue to operate despite being so physically taxed. Just thinking about all of this makes me feel so grateful for my body and all that it does for me. This is why preconception planning is so imperative, though. We need to increase our energy stores before we actually start trying to conceive. Because not only do we need to prepare ourselves physically for the marathon that is pregnancy and motherhood, but we need to prepare mentally and spiritually as well. Now, I've never ran a marathon and quite frankly do not plan to, but for those who have, you would never just sign up for the race and then show up and run. You have to train beforehand, right? You have to eat right and nourish your body, but you also have to mentally prepare for the challenge ahead of you. The same goes for fertility and pregnancy. You have to prepare your mind, body, and soul. We now know why energy is so important when it comes to fertility. So what gives us energy? Think back to a time when you felt really energized, to where you could literally feel the energy pulsing and buzzing throughout your body. And I'm not talking about the artificial quote-unquote energy from caffeine in your morning coffee. That's not true energy. When you felt that burst of natural energy, was it maybe after getting a good night's sleep? Maybe it was after you ate a really nourishing meal. Maybe you felt energized after a workout. All of these things can physically give you energy. What about feeling energized, though, after a nourishing conversation with a friend? Or maybe after doing a creative hobby like painting or gardening when you're just in the zone? There are many things in life that give us energy, and it's important to know what those are for you and add more of them to your life. Likewise, we also need to be aware of the things that deplete our energy and avoid them as much as possible. Once I discovered the importance of energy while on my fertility journey, that's when I truly began to see the biggest shifts. It's how I developed my signature fertility chi framework and why that's the foundation of everything I teach in my course and with my coaching clients. Fertility chi is an acronym I coined, and it's spelled C-H-I. The C stands for conquer your mind. This phase is all about protecting your mental energy. Have you ever felt depleted after mindlessly scrolling social media? Maybe you're living in a chronic state of stress with a dysregulated nervous system. I'll teach you how to clear out your mental clutter to make space for peace along your journey. With this newfound mental energy, you'll create room for hope and belief in your ability to conceive. You'll move into a state of rest and digest, resulting in hormonal balance and a fully functioning reproductive system, because your body now feels safe enough to get pregnant. Now, the H stands for heal your body. In this second phase, we learn how to restore our physical energy by learning how to read the signs of our bodies. You already have everything you need inside of you, and you'll learn how to nourish your body through nutrition, movement, and rest. Plus, you'll discover the secret to consistent energy as you learn to lean into the cyclical rhythms of your body. And lastly, the I stands for ignite your soul. This final phase is where the magic really happens. You'll feel like you're bringing your soul back to life as you learn how to live an aligned life based on your own personal purpose. You'll feel a sense of fulfillment as you start to incorporate more things in your life that bring you joy and pleasure. As you tap into your feminine intuition, you'll deepen your connection to your womb and your future baby. You're going to feel so good after integrating this work into your life that it will make this fertility journey enjoyable and fun. Getting pregnant just happens to be an added bonus. This holistic mind, body, soul approach is the best way to optimize your fertility so that you can get pregnant naturally. It replenishes your energy stores from all angles and truly helps prepare you for this beautiful and sacred journey into motherhood. So how are you feeling on your journey right now? Maybe you're feeling drained, tired, and exhausted. There's a better way, my friend. I'd love to invite you into my Fertile Foundation course, where I lead you through the Fertility Chi framework. By the end of the course, you'll feel so energized and reinvigorated that you will radiate with confidence, empowerment, optimism, and hope. It's time for you to write a new chapter in your fertility story, and I can't wait to guide you through it. I am sending you so much love. Take care, beautiful. All right, friend, that's it for today. It was great catching up with you, though, and I can't wait to do it again next week. Can I just say, I really appreciate you being here, and it means so much that you took time out of your day to listen in. So what'd you think of the episode? Let me know if you enjoyed it by leaving a rating and review. It'll just take a second, and this simple act of generosity helps more women discover the podcast so they can feel supported on their fertility journey as well. Thank you for being so kind and paying it forward. Oh yeah, and by the way, if you're looking to connect with other women who are trying to get pregnant, then I've got just the place for you. Consider this your personal invitation to join the Fertility Friends community. It's a safe and supportive space to connect that's off of social media, and it's totally free. Head on over to blossomingfertility.com/friends to join. I can't wait to welcome you inside. Take care, my friend.